Welcome back to coverage of high school football here
against
on KJAN.
Football players picking up a 42-0
win here tonight over the Red Oak Tigers, and we're joined by Corey Parrott after the win here tonight. Corey, you guys were running hard there in the second half. You got rewarded with a touchdown plunge there late. Has to feel good to get in the end zone here on senior night.
Oh, it feels amazing. Last HOCO, I've always wanted to get a touchdown on homecoming, and it finally happened. So put that together. My teammates did really good. Blocking up front was very physical, and everybody put out tonight, so team effort.
You guys came out to set the tone right away. You get a touchdown in the opening possession. You force a three and out. You go back down and score again. Offense mindset here for early in the game to go out there and run hard.
Yeah, we were talking about earlier this week, got to come up with some urgency, and everybody came up with the urgency and slapped him in the mouth and ran right in for six. So.
Well, you guys have struggled with a few penalties here the past few weeks. You played a much cleaner game here tonight. I'm sure that's what you wanted to see heading to the postseason.
Yeah, it's about time we're not going to have to do up-downs on Monday. So. It was a really clean game, and I'm really happy about that. We've improved a lot. So.
Well, obviously a fun night here, homecoming. You get to step out on this field here now. The renovated Trojan Bowl had to be a lot of fun to play on the field tonight.
Oh, it was amazing. Really nice field. Pretty clean, and everybody come out and watch next game.
All right. Thanks a lot, Corey. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Corey Parrott after our contest here tonight. We're going to coach with Coach McDermott here as well as we continue on with our post-game coverage here tonight. Atlantic picks up the win 42-0 here over the Red Oak Tigers. And now we'll be joined now by head coach Mike McDermott. Coach, you come out here and set the tone early. Guys get a score right away, and then the defense came through as well.
Yeah, you know, another shutout by them. I thought really the second half was where we, took care of some business. We wanted to come out in the second half with our ones, get a three and out on defense, and then take the ball down and score offensively, and then let some of our reserves play and get some time on this field. And, we did just that.
You forced a bunch of three and outs there in that first half. You really limited what they were trying to do on offense. The defense, I thought, really played with a lot of energy throughout the game tonight.
Yeah, you know, as a coach, sometimes you have to figure out ways to motivate guys. But tonight wasn't, we didn't have to do that. You know, first game on new field, great crowd. Just our guys were energized, and it showed.
Well, I'm sure you wanted to see a cleaner game here tonight than you've seen the past few weeks. Guys didn't make as many mistakes, and you'd love to see that heading into the postseason.
Yeah, definitely. You know, for the most part, we cut down on our penalties, too. Mistake-free for the most part, and for the most part, took care of the football. So now, every day it's going to ratchet up a little bit going into the playoffs.
Well, and you always want every aspect of the game to go well. I thought special teams was great also. You had a couple nice returns. You were getting pressure there on the punt unit. Some good things happened there as well.
Yeah, I think our kickoff team did a great job, too, putting the ball in the end zone and making them, pinned back. That's going to be critical as we move forward. We missed a couple long, long field goals, but he had a chance on one. We were just a couple of yards short on a 57-yarder. So, the guy can probably hit from 50 if we need him.
Well, I know the guys were probably excited to get out here tonight to finally get to play on this field. It's homecoming. Had to be fun for the guys to experience something like this.
Definitely. I think they were all excited. This week in practice, when we had a chance to practice out here, and, like I said, just a great community event.
Well, you're hitting on all cylinders heading into the postseason here. You're likely going to have that bye now here in the first round for winning the district. What do you work on here until you get to that first game?
Well, I told the guys, hey, we're going to find out tomorrow who, the winner, we're going to play the winner of some game, and we can kind of start looking at film on both teams, and each day it's going to ratchet up a little bit. The intensity's got to, start a little bit lower to begin with. We're going to nurse, a few bumps and bruises, but then each week and each day leading up to that 2 weeks from now, we've got to get better, and that was the message tonight. The other message was we've got to stay safe, be careful who you're hanging around with. So, now, if you come down with COVID, your season's over. So that was the big message tonight was, hey, take care of yourself this weekend during homecoming.
Coach, congratulations on a good win here tonight.
Yeah, Chris, thank you. Thank you, KJN.